A new online travel website is being launched today. Orbitz is owned by five of the nation's top airlines. It's being billed as a bonanza for consumers who will find one-stop shopping for the lowest airfares, hotel, and rental car deals. But some consumer groups oppose Orbitz. They say over the long term, it could eliminate competition and drive prices up. NPR's Elaine Corey reports from San Francisco.
To hear Orbitz tell it, a new travel nirvana awaits today's frustrated voyagers. The long-awaited launch of the Orbitz website is generating lots of buzz. Carol Gesaitis, vice president of corporate communications, says it's the next generation in online travel.
Consumers are more likely to find a good deal on the airline they prefer at the time they want to leave. And that's really why consumers go to buy travel on the internet. They're looking for that control and flexibility. They want to shop and compare prices, and they want it all laid out in front of them so they don't have to surf to multiple sites to find a good deal.
Orbitz is different from other travel websites. It's the product of a $100 million investment made by five major airlines: American, United, Delta, Northwest, and Continental. Henry Hurtevelt is a travel industry analyst with Forrester Research. What sets Orbitz apart, he says, is that besides selling regular excursion fares, the site will also book the deep discounted fares that the airlines normally keep for their own websites.
Orbitz is going to aggregate these and other public promotions from more than 30 travel companies, including airlines, hotels, and rental car companies who've signed special contracts with Orbitz, and create a supermarket, if you will, a hypermarket of online travel deals.
But according to Albert Fohr with the American Antitrust Institute, the buildup about Orbitz overlooks one basic fact. The airlines wouldn't survive if everyone traveled on low fares. He says Orbitz serves two masters, the customer and its airline owners, while traditional travel agencies and online rivals like Expedia and Travelocity are independent of the airlines.
They have to work for the consumer or nobody goes back to them again. Therefore, they have to sell the lowest price and the best arrangement to get from place A to place B. Something that is controlled by the airlines is aligned with the airlines. And they still want to sell tickets, but they want to sell each ticket at the highest fare that they can.
The attorneys general of two dozen states are worried Orbitz will stifle competition. Several consumer groups, as well as Travelocity and Expedia, have tried to block its launch, claiming the company's true intent is to get exclusive deals from participating airlines to undercut competitors. If rivals went out of business, the major airlines which own Orbitz could raise fares. It's a charge regulators have rejected so far. Again, Carol Gesaitis.
Department of Transportation did an exhaustive review of Orbitz, spent 10 months looking at all those issues, and in April gave us the green light to go ahead to launch.
A green light, yes, but not a ringing endorsement. After 6 months, the Transportation Department will examine the company again to gauge its effect on competition. The Justice Department is conducting its own investigation of Orbitz, which isn't over yet. Elaine Corey, NPR News, San Francisco.